Days later, 2026. Every weekend was spent with Jules, and we tried to do something different every time. Today, we visited a couple of museums and some new science exhibits. It interested me, whereas I could tell Jules was beside herself with boredom. She spent more time scrolling through the social media. Jules, look at how this... I was going to show her how these little sea creatures reacted to fluorescent lighting, but her attention was elsewhere. Jules? I wrapped my arm around her waist, pulling her close to me before I placed a light kiss on the side of her head. Watch this. It's interesting. Ari? I think we're being followed. She bobbed her head to the right. Don't move your head. I think that guy's been following us since we left the restaurant. Should I approach him? She shook her head, and I had to comply, so as not to bring any more unwanted attention. Since I joined Quentin's League of Not Extraordinary Mercenaries, I'd become used to being followed. Either I was considered a celebrity of sorts, or Quentin wanted to ensure I did nothing to bring him shame. Jules, on the other hand, wasn't used to this lifestyle. She was well known for making the best damn coffee in the Pacific Northwest. Perky Bits was voted Best Coffee House 4 years in a row, beating out the juggernaut, Starbucks. She was proud of that, and even more proud to manage the new store inside SeaTac Airport. Glancing over, I noticed the man holding up his phone, assuming he was taking pictures. I held my hand up to Jules, silently urging her to stay put before I got to the bottom of this, and who our stalker was. Hey, you! No sooner had I called out to him, he took off out of the exhibit, and I sprinted to catch up to him. Yet he was fast as hell and nowhere in sight until I noticed him running out the door to the plaza. I was in pursuit, but not calling out to him, in order to avoid making a scene. Toward the end of the plaza, the man was leaning against a tree, trying to catch his breath. Gripping his arm, I turned him forcefully to face me. What in the fuck are you spying on me and my girlfriend for? The man had a defeated look on his face, still breathless, though pulling a pack of cigarettes and a lighter from his pocket. Do you... he started to ask, still breathless. Mind if I have a smoke? My nerves are shot. I backed away with my hand still around his bicep.
If you think that cancer stick is going to help your breathing, by all means, go ahead.
I'm a reporter for the Seattle Times, and I was trailing July, August. We wanted to do an article on why her coffee shop has beat out the huge competition 4 years in a row.
That was the stupidest reason I heard, but I was all ears.